Welcome to the Analytics of Dynasty podcast. This is running back rundown for week 6, heading into week 7 of the NFL season. Some changes up here at the top in terms of both confidence and value. So I've been changing the colors where I think it's warranted. So you can, again, look on the matrix and check it out. Zeke, starter. Pollard, human hand grenade. Zeke, 2022 starter. Wrap, simple. Dalvin Cook, same thing with Minnesota. Dalvin Cook, starter. Madison went injury away. Dalvin Cook, starter, 2022. Got it. Not hard there. Where we begin to get a little bit more difficult is with New Orleans. And so New Orleans, Kamara, starter. You've got Tony Jones on IR, who should be coming back. You got Divino Zigbo. You know, I've sort of washed my hands of a lot of those shares of Ozigbo, of Dwayne Washington, of Ty Montgomery, just because it didn't make sense to hold heading into the week before a bye. It didn't make sense to hold through the bye. And now I think Tony Jones is coming back. So I just sort of cycled off of them and went to places I thought had a little bit more value. You know, if we get some reports here on Tony Jones not being on his way back, then we can potentially address that. But it does appear that he's going to be sort of coming back here in the near-ish future. And to hold Divino Zigbo or Dwayne Washington in that case, I just think it's tough to justify, because I just don't think the value, the return, just doesn't seem to be there. So. Next up is Detroit, DeAndre Swift, Jamal Williams. High level of confidence, that's the order of things. High level of confidence that Jamal Williams could be plenty viable. I mean, they top 5 in terms of expected points from running back. So really valuable situation, really like that quite a bit. A human hand grenade success story from 2021. We can put D'Ernest Johnson on a t-shirt, because what did we say? Coming into week six, I said D'Ernest Johnson warrants sort of expediting up your sheet, because they're on a short week. He's cheap, he's gettable. They're on a short week. Chubb might not be able to make it back for week 7. If something happens to Hunt, he's got a clarified start. Well, we'll see how much we care with the fact that it's going to be a matchup. It's going to be at home. It's going to be against Denver in a bye week situation. I'm guessing we're going to force him into lineups. I think I got up to like 60% rostership of D'Ernest Johnson. So quite the experience there with all that. And so we'll see sort of once the lineup settings happen, which usually is a Wednesday to Thursday project. We'll see how that goes. But I would suspect that he's going to be on like the running back 2 to flex spectrum, just with all the buys that are going on. All right, the Rams, Daryl Henderson, again, is a running back 1 in terms of expectation. That's fine. Sony Michel, yep. And Jake Funk, I believe, ended up on IR or is heading towards IR with an injury there. So disappointing there. Buddy Howell is one of the additions there for the Rams off of the practice squad. So we'll see if there's any corresponding moves beyond that. Again, maybe like a practice squad addition, something like that. We could potentially see coming forward, but I do think Buddy Howell is a name that he could potentially, you know, 40 man, something like that. Buddy Howell, put him on the running back spectrum. He's going to be running back 3 as of right now. And so we'll watch for that going forward and hope Jake Funk can get back to health heading into 2022. Aaron Jones, AJ Dillon. Dillon has been touching the ball. So I do think if you've got a situation where you need a spot start and you don't have another guy that's viable, absolutely consider AJ Dillon, because he's been seeing in the range double digit touches here over the past few weeks. And so I would just be like, he's one that I definitely think you can consider and be on the lookout for. If you need a spot start, definitely consider him going forward. Okay, next up is the Kansas City. So you got Clyde Edwards-Helaire on IR. You got Darrell Williams with a spot start. Jerick McKinnon, I think, is the guy behind him. I don't have a ton of confidence in McKinnon at this point, but I do have a ton of confidence in Darrell Williams. So going to roll him out against a huge total this week as well. So I'm pretty excited about him. He should be probably running back one range of outcomes, especially with the fact you have on buys this week, Dallas, James, you know, so that's Zeke and Pollard, even James Robinson with the Jags. You've got Eckler, you've got Dalvin Cook, you've got Najee Harris, you've got a lot of buys this week. So I do think that's going to prop up someone like Darrell Williams, probably into the running back one range of the position. Tampa Bay, I think Leonard Fournette is a smashing success in terms of expectation. He can be a top six guy if he plays to expectation going forward. I don't think that's at all unreasonable. I think he's absolutely a running back one any week that he's in play. He's just seeing a huge amount of high value usage. He's seeing a ton of routes. He's seeing a lot of the running game. The only, like, if I had to pick nits on this one, I would say, hey, Jordan, there's just not enough work in the in the red zone, right? They just throw it too much down there. But again, that is just, I mean, you're just staring a gift horse directly in the mouth and being very critical. Don't do that. Just take Leonard Fournette, put him in your lineup. Outside of that, like, I don't think Ronald Jones is particularly good. Geo is like a receiving centric. It's totally a 2-minute drill type thing too, which is really fascinating to watch. I don't know if there's a really good. I have a low level of confidence there. I think if there's clarity, like, it's a really high level situation. But I don't have good clarity on who the backup is ultimately. Derrick Henry is the man in Tennessee. It's Jeremy McNichols. And then we're watching for Darrington Evans' return. So we'll sort of see there. Again, I think it's probably McNichols, and then Darrington Evans needs to do some work to put McNichols on a back burner ultimately. All right, Atlanta, I think it's Mike Davis. Then you got Cordarrelle Patterson. You also do have, like, Wayne Gallman is there. I think it's – I'm probably not rostering Wayne Gallman in a ton of spots at this point. It's not particularly useful. But I do think, you know, Patterson is obviously startable on his own. I think Mike Davis is in the running back two range, this position. You sort of have a very, it's double digit. It's like mid-teens in terms of touches, and you feel fine about that, especially when you're going through bye weeks and that sort of thing. Like, you have the ability to take on those touches. It feels pretty good to have as an arrow in your quiver. All right, Damian Harris is in New England. You've seen a little bit of Ramondre Stevenson worked in there. J.J. Taylor, Brandon Bolden. I just think it's probably a low level situation all around. I do think I have him in the, it's a medium level value at this point, in terms of actual, if there was a clarified situation. But I think in future weeks, I might even move that down. I don't feel great about the situation in general, in terms of knowing it, or in terms of actually getting a clear starting opportunity or a high point scoring outcome from it. Josh Jacobs, I feel like we have a really good feel on what the backup situation here is. It's Josh Jacobs as the running back. It's Peyton Barber as the running centric backup guy. And then it's Kenny Drake being the receiving centric guy, sort of like a sub 50% route run share type of guy, and then he would factor in if something were to happen to Jacobs. I don't think Drake's anywhere near a lineup. That's kind of how I'd feel about it. JT is the man in Indy. Don't have great confidence after that. Marlon Mack, Jordan Wilkins, Nyheim Hines. I think Hines is his own special place in terms of being a receiving centric guy. So you got to watch for that, but that's not really a human hand grenade, you know, backup to Jonathan Taylor or anything like that. It's a pretty muddled situation, honestly. I think it's probably Mac first, but I wouldn't put like great odds that he'd have above like 50% snap share or anything like that in the event Taylor gets hurt. Looking next at Baltimore, this is an unclear situation. This is a moving, fluctuating situation because Latavius Murray dealing with it looks like an ankle injury. And it looks like it there's some thought that it's a high ankle sprain too, so not entirely sure, waiting more information on that. There's some initial thought that they are optimistic about a return, and that it wasn't that bad was basically the quote from Harbaugh. We'll see here as practice reports Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, what the status is on that. I think Freeman Bell is a situation to watch. Again, I don't love the situation at all, really, unless it's Murray. Like, now we're sort of getting into the blended situation of Bell and Freeman, and it was a pretty split role without Murray. So I don't have a great sense on that one, and I think you're probably not going to feel confident starting either guy when or if Murray is out. If Murray's in there and healthy, you know, we'll see sort of when that is. I think that he is probably the guy, and you feel confident, like a running back two flex situation, to feel okay doing it. But this past week, 38% snap share for Murray, 32% snap share for Le'Veon Bell, 30% snap share for Devontae Freeman. We'll see what the deal with Tyson Williams is. I think he's their best guy, but there's obviously something that we don't know going on there. All right, San Francisco, Elijah Mitchell. As I think your lead back, and again, they were on a bye last week, so I don't think much has changed. We're watching for the return of Mostert. Watch for the return of Jeff Wilson as well. Pittsburgh, I actually think we have some clarity on. So this is a notable one, and I think we're absolutely going to make this move this week, is add Kalen Ballage. So I didn't see this, and I don't do well with some of the injury stuff, but I heard that Benny Snell's injury wasn't good. So looked like it was a broken arm. I saw him run off, but I just sort of looked the other way after that because I didn't need to know what it looked like. And so it looks like he's had an IR, McFarlane as well. Ballage is going to sew up this backup job. So, again, I'm not sure how valuable it is ultimately with given this offense. But, if Najee Harris can underproduce a really valuable spot, Ballage can probably do just as well. So I think Ballage, you're going to go out, you're going to roster him. I do think, you know, if it's a situation of holding Snell, on 28-man rosters, I'm probably not going to do it. If he's on IR, I can use an IR spot, that's fine. But I'm probably not going to be able to do hold him in like a safe league setting or anything like that. It's going to be tough, especially if he's going to be out for the season, which is what it looked like. Again, it's a broken arm wrist situation, so maybe it's a 6 to 12 weeks, something like that. But again, even at that point, season's over probably. So I would watch for the specifics on how long that is going to be out, but doesn't look good there ultimately. Chase Edmonds and James Conner, it's a relatively high value situation, high clarity. And it's like, I think this week's a fine week to start James Conner, honestly, because he's going to be a big time favorite in a run heavy game script. So I think this week you can actually play James Conner. I would not necessarily play him over Chase Edmonds, but he's seeing more touches, more snap share in the past couple weeks than Edmonds is. So I think that's notable. Chuba Hubbard over Royce Freeman while McCaffrey's out. McCaffrey 2 IR. Yeah, there you go. I mean, it's. I think Chuba Hubbard, you're gonna roll with him. They talked about wanting to run the ball more. Give our man the ball. Equal split situation between Melvin Gordon and Javonte Williams, both playing decent. I think they each feature a little bit differently in terms of some of their work. But Melvin Gordon's not going anywhere, and they're basically splitting receiving work. They're splitting inside the 20, inside the 5, like there isn't really an edge between the two. So I think they're both there. And again, if either one of them gets injured, it is a high level difference making situation for the other one. Saquon Barkley, we'll see what the status of him is. It is Booker, then Penny, Brightwell, I think. I don't feel a ton of confidence starting Booker at any particular point. But again, he did post a top 24 week this past week. So we'll see there. He's going to be there'll be a small home dog here, 43 points against Carolina, who's done some decent work as a defense. So I'm not sure, you know, in a week where there's going to be a decent number of buys, you might be flex viable for Booker there. But, I don't think that by any means he's a guarantee to be in the lineups. All right, so you've got Chicago's next up. You've got David Montgomery on IR, Damian Williams on the COVID list. We'll see when he comes back. You got Khalil Herbert being the next guy up. He has a good performance here. He posted top 24 week himself, and you feel like, hey, that's pretty good. I don't know how super high the ceiling is long term, but I think he's a spot start. Again, like just keep kind of churning out these games. Like this is the value that you're sort of shooting for. The problem is if I had to, again, this is last week, it was like a glorious week. This week you're like, oh great, there's all these options. And they're like, great. You're a 2-touchdown road underdog at Tampa. Like, great, great. That's not helping very many people. So that would be the thing that I would look for. I think if it's a situation where Damian Williams is back, Damian Williams might actually be more viable just because he's a little bit more useful in the passing game, I think. But Khalil Herbert did run a ton of the routes, so he ran like 30 routes this past week. So again, if that's going to happen, yeah, he can just sort of aggregate his way into the being useful. I don't think he's a particularly dynamic receiver coming from college. Joe Mixon and then Samaje Perine and Chris Evans there. Perine on the COVID list, so we'll watch for him to come back. Evans got himself involved here this past week. I think that situation's pretty clear. I think it's Mixon, Perine, Evans. We'll see what Perine's return brings there. Miles Sanders, Kenny Gainwell, Boston Scott. Pretty straightforward for Philly. I don't think it's a particularly high-level situation for the backup running back if they were to start. Like it's a flex-viable situation maybe. Seattle, you've got Chris Carson out on IR, and then you've got Alex Collins, you got DJ Dallas, Rashad Penny's allegedly making his way back. We'll see. I'm not holding deep breaths at this point, but I do think he is one that you can maybe activate off IR and see how long that lasts. I do think Collins is interesting too. I think Collins has earned the right to be the starter. So we'll see here going forward on that situation. But it's going to be a home game. Again, here's the problem. Like, great. Like, hey, you got a spot start. In fairness, it is home, but you're an underdog to a pretty good New Orleans defense coming off a bye. Like, the matchups this week are less. You know, this is a consistent theme is that they're less than last week's matchups were. All right, James Robinson, clear starter in Jacksonville. Feel good about that. Carlos Hyde, injury away guy. I feel pretty good about that as well. Michael Carter, it's like the nominal starter for the Jets, like 50% guy. He's basically just over majority snaps. Ty Johnson, Tevin Coleman. I think of the guys backing him up, I think Tevin Coleman's not very useful. I think Ty Johnson's the one where you could say, like, all right, if something were to consolidate, like, it'd be him. But I don't have a ton of use or interest in him. He's probably in the bottom 5 to 10 of the guys that I'd feel interested in rostering. Houston, I feel like we have this one down pretty well. It's Mark Ingram running the ball, but again, they're going to be a 2-touchdown underdog. How valuable is that? You've got David Johnson as the pass-centric guy. Philip Lindsay not being very good. Pretty clear there. Miles Gaskin, Malcolm Brown, Salvin Ahmed. Good luck picking the week for any of those guys. I know Gaskin's got the sort of the juice in the receiving game. I don't feel confident starting him. And he's probably going to aggregate himself in like a running back 20 finish and never in 1 week feel good about starting him. So that will be an interesting watch. Like he's going to post like – he could post like a running back 14 finish and you'd be like, oh, my God, it was just horrible. Like that's kind of the arc of which the season is heading. With Buffalo, you got Devin Singletary and Zach Moss. Again, this is like kind of a revolving – situation here with these guys. Zach Moss is consistently seeing more snaps. So Zach Moss over the past 4 weeks, 56, 56, 74, 56. In that same time period, 43, 44, 26, 45. So basically a dead even split between Moss and Singletary 100% of the time they're on the field, with the exception of one week three snap, it appears, and a couple of snaps earlier on in the season. But basically, since week three, they've played all but one snap. So it's consolidated there. Again, I think it's a little bit more game script. It's a bye situation. So you're not obviously starting them this week, unless you're absolutely desperate to not take a negative, but you're not starting them this week. And, you know, we'll see here coming forward as some of the revenge stuff is necessary, coming off of a loss on Monday night. It'll be a get right situation at home. Talk about a Halloween week situation there. It'll be Buffalo at home against Miami over an 11-point favorite. So going to smash that spot. That seems like a Zach Moss game. Throw the hammer down. Two touchdowns, 120 yards. Josh Allen, 450 and four. So that just has that feeling, you know, just that general rhythm to it. All right, the Chargers again, they're on a bye. Austin Eckler. Josh Kelly's playing more than Larry Roundtree. Justin Jackson's in there as well. I think this week that it's Kelly over Roundtree, but if you told me next week it was you know, Kelly to the practice squad, that wouldn't shock me either. This one just, I don't feel a ton of confidence there. I think probably if you wanted to pick someone, my hunch is I'd pick probably Kelly right now. But again, if it, the problem with that whole depth chart is if you pick somebody, are you going to feel confident if Eckler goes down? And I don't think the answer is going to be yes, personally. So that's my sort of hang up there. But I will, you know, I would recommend adding Kelly, you know, where he's available, if you can sort of stomach it. But I'm not paying a lot or anything like that. Okay, and last but not least, you have the Washington football team, Antonio Gibson, Jarrett Patterson, J.D. McKissick. McKissick gets on the board with a productive game here. I don't have a ton of interest in like Patterson. Like he's probably should be rostered in like 28 man and all those things, but I don't think it's a particularly high value situation because you're going to get McKissick being the guy as well in the passing game. Like it's, you're just getting a lesser version of Gibson's role, which is kind of troubling and problematic if you're trying to get a spot start out of it. It's not going to do you much. So that'll pretty much do it for this week. Again, I'll just sort of note some of the situations. You are getting Cleveland at a small home favorite against Ordarius Johnson's interesting. Yeah, if we get some clarity on Baltimore, they're going to be a touchdown favorite at home. You have Booker, for example. Chuba Hubbard is a small road favorite against the Giants. They're going to be playing Booker probably, it looks like. So we'll watch there. And see how long Saquon's out. Maybe Saquon could be back for this game. Like, I wouldn't rule that out either. I haven't seen an official designation, but I don't think that's impossible to have happen. And the good doctor at Football Guys has him as questionable for this week. So I think that one's a total possible that it actually is Barkley. And then just running down some of the other ones here. You know, Darrell Williams is going to be a start at Tennessee. And then, yeah, those are really the spot starts. Again, Fournette's a lovely situation as a two touchdown favorite at home against Chicago. Like, let's smash that. Connor, I think at home against Houston makes a ton of sense. And then, yeah, that's pretty much it. And then you got Collins. Again, he's at home. It's Monday night. And it's against New Orleans. You're going to feel okay. Like, it does feel more like the running back two fringe than some of the other guys that we mentioned. All right, well, that'll do it for this episode. Running back rundown. Until next time, continue embracing the variance. We'll talk again very soon.